May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my God and my Redeemer. I love that passage. I'm not going to teach from that, but when Jesus says to them, he says, you search the scriptures, because in them you think you find life, but he says, they are that which speaks of me. And that's why we've said so much over a period of time that the gospel is a person.
Amen.
The good news is Jesus, that God accomplished everything in Christ, and he accomplished everything on our behalf by placing us in Christ. And I think Westerners are infatuated. I'm a Bible teacher, but we can get so infatuated with Bible study that it's the accumulation of knowledge and information that we get fascinated with, and yet we don't encounter him, because this is a H-I-M book. It's a hymn book, and Jesus said that in those passages. This is something that Jesus said, the Holy Spirit said to the Apostle Paul. And so before I read the scripture, let me just lay it out this way first, is that knowing that you're chosen by God is the bedrock on which you can build your life as his beloved. Because it's not just that you happened to become a Christian. I loved what Harry A. Ironside, one of the great preachers, and he wrote commentaries a lot back in the day. People asked him the question about election. He says, well, is it we choose or is it God chooses us? And he said, well, on this side of heaven, the door says, if anyone believes. He said, but once you go through and you look on the other side of the door in heaven, it says, chosen before the foundation of the world. And they're both true. This is, let me read these verses from Colossians 3. Verse 9 says, and do not keep lying to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices, and you've put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. In other words, you put on the new self that looks like Jesus, because that new self was in union with Jesus. And he affirms that a renewal, which there's no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian or Scythian, slave or free man, but Christ is all, and he's in all. That's what makes the new creation. And so as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved. And then he says these, having reaffirmed your identity, and as those, Christ is all and in all, and as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved. The word put on literally means to sink into. It means that something that belongs to you, it's yours, because you have Christ, and Christ is all, and he's in all. So all these qualities you already possess, because Christ is all, and Christ is in all. So many Christians beg God to give them things they already have because they have it in Christ. We'd bring God a lot more honor if we'd start decreeing about who we are in Christ and what we have in Christ instead of pleading for him to give us things we already have.
Amen.
So he says, sink into a heart of compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, and also should you. And beyond all these things, sink into love, which is the perfect bond of unity. And let Christ's peace rule in your hearts. When he says that we're chosen, that is so... Actually, that would be a great t-shirt. I think Bracken and Gal had some t-shirts made called Taken, because that's from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Being compelled, the word compelled by the love of Christ is the word, actually the word taken. I've been taken by the love of Christ. But the idea that you're chosen is a real important part of your understanding who you are. Because one of the biggest things that Christians struggle with is self-rejection.
That's right.
And their self-image. Because they're still standing outside of themselves trying to find their self-worth and their identity and their self-image and who they are apart from Christ. Well, that's part of the old self.
That's right.
Because that's all you had to work with. Your personality, your appearance, your position, your intellect, whatever. But he says, you've laid aside the old self, and you've put on a new self. And at the heart of that new self, Christ is all, and he's in all. And so understanding that you're chosen to be in union with Jesus. You're chosen as the bride of Christ, one with him, changes totally my perspective about my value and my worth. That God established my value and my worth at the cross. That's how much I'm worth. That's how much I'm valued. And Ephesians chapter 1 says that we know that Christ is our inheritance, but Ephesians 1 also says that we're his inheritance. We were pursued, not just tolerated. We weren't just allowed to come to the kingdom. We were chased down by someone who had chosen us. And then he says, we're holy. I'm not trying to be holy. Now, I'm moving towards manifesting holiness. We all grow in that. Amen? Yeah. But Hebrews 10 says you've been sanctified. This scripture says you're holy because you've been set apart. You've been chosen. You're now set apart for God. There's something unique. The word holy means to be unique, to be other. There's something other about you. You're not just another one of those. You've been chosen by God, pursued, chased down, chosen, picked out, the pick of the litter.
Wow.
And set apart for him, holy. If being chosen is the bedrock foundation of a life that celebrates being the beloved, being called holy is the bedrock which we build a life of right choices. Because that's who you are, because you've put on the new self, of which Christ is all and in all. You're chosen, and you're chosen in Christ. And then he goes on, he says, and you're the beloved. He loves you just as much as he loves Jesus. You understand, God doesn't want you to think, well, you know what? You keep saying that God loves me so much, as much as he loves Jesus because I'm in Christ. That I'm holy because I'm in Christ. That I'm the beloved because I'm in Christ. So God doesn't like me apart from Christ. He so loved you that he pursued you to transform you.
Amen.
But he relates to you now in relationship because you're in Christ. And also understand that Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 again says, we mentioned that last night, you were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Every person in the world died in Christ. Every person in the world rose up from the grave in Christ. He accomplished everything. That's the gospel in Christ. But only those who believe get to practically participate in that, to experience that. You with me? And therefore, when the Lord pursues us, to pursue us, not just at the cross, but to pursue us to say yes to him, it's because he sees us in Christ even before we said yes. And is so wired about what we can be. Because make no mistake, God could have just started over when Adam and Eve fell. But he already saw us in his loins. He already loved us. It was too late. It's called foreknowledge. And he wouldn't start over. He pursued us. He accomplished reconciliation, redemption for us before we were even born. And then he pursues us to say yes to him. And so does he love you in Christ? Does he love you as much as he loves Christ? Yes. Are you his holy, unique, set apart? We're called to live out that reality. Yes. Are you his beloved? Is that like over you? The banner over you is love. He's brought us to the banqueting table. And in the end, the banqueting table is the cross. The banqueting table is Jesus. Every day we pull up to the banqueting table. This becomes a unique manifestation of it. But we have this banqueting table, and the banner over us is we're beloved. That's who you are. That's why it's so easy to sink into all those other things. Just slip into them because it's yours. Because you're in Christ. And that's what God is so excited about. Make no mistake that God did all that because he so loved us that he couldn't bear what we had become. He came that we might be new creations. And as new creations, you can say about yourself, decree about yourself. Anytime you hear words of rejection from the enemy, the lies from the enemy, you can stop and make those decrees of faith. No, no, no. I'm chosen. I'm his chosen. I'm holy. And I'm his beloved. Because I'm in Christ. Every time you declare that you're in Christ, there's so many other things it means, but it means that too. That you're chosen, that you're holy, that you're his beloved. And because of that, there must be something extraordinarily and remarkably special about you, for God to have come so far and to pay such a price for you. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.